بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن لوطا لمن المرسلين إذ نجيناه وأهله أجمعين إلا عجوزا في الغابرين ثم دمرنا الآخرين وإنكم لتمرون عليهم مصبحين وبالليل أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam and his communication with his people, his da'wah to his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. With regards to Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the incidents of his life in different surahs of the Quran al-Kareem, in different ayats, sometimes in detail, sometimes in brief. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it absolutely briefly, as though in passing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لُوطًا لَّمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was from amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, who had brought Iman in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then he made hijrah to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him to the area of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was given the responsibility and the duty of inviting his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had continued to do so. His people, we know, had indulged in sodomy and this very great heinous sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had abhorred and detested. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam spoke to his people about that continuously. They did not take heed, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ نَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. When, remember the time when we had emancipated and saved Lut alayhi salatu wassalam and his household all together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the skies to open, and there were pebbles that were made of clay that had come down from the sky, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in different words, in different ways, and each pebble had a name that was inscribed upon it, the name of a sinner, the name of a transgressor, the name of one who sodomized and broke the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat and who disbelieved. And that particular stone had come down particularly on that target. And then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to lift up the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And hence, this city was lifted up by Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And it comes in the narration that the one wing of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had lifted it up to such an extent that it comes in one narration that if there was a glass of water that was placed on the land and that was filled to the brim, then so accurately it was picked up by Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam that that water also did not spill out from the glass, and that is how that land was turned upside down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin, except his wife who had been sympathetic to the cause of those who transgressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she had remained behind. In other words, she was excluded from those who were emancipated, excluded from those who were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here is a very, very important lesson, that one is the sin that is committed, and one is when people become sympathetic to those that sin and those that break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our duty and responsibility lies in telling them, inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but never to become sympathetic. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ رَعَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. If you see, whoever sees anything wrong, the person should change it with his hand. Changing it with his hand could mean also the force of the hand. And if one could use the hand in any way, then the person should use it, even if it is not with force, to stop and to change that ill and that evil into a good deed. In other words, invite that person and bring him on the straight path. If that also a person cannot do, then one should speak about the ills, one should speak about the evils. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, thereafter, at least with the heart, that one should at least This much we can do is think the evil to be evil, or contemplate and try and resolve the issues, turn the ummah away, or turn the people away from the ill towards the good. وَذَلِكَ ضَعْفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the lowest form of iman, that the heart contemplates and there is absolutely nothing else that is done, neither by the hand or neither by the tongue. And that is the lowest form of iman. But here she had become sympathetic, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us with this very, very important message also, that when people break the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should never ever become sympathetic. We should never help them or aid them to break the commandments of Allah. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had uprooted the balance of the people, those who disobeyed Allah. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ. Allah addresses the people of Makkah Mukarramah, that when they would travel to their journeys, in their journeys to the Levant, to Mulk Sham, then they used to pass by this city of Sodom and Gomorrah that was destroyed. Some say it is the area in which the Black Sea is. But during the night they used to come there, in the morning they used to leave, they used to see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The disobedient people were totally destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, and Allah says that certainly you pass by them early in the morning and also by night. And some commentators say they used to come at night, they used to stay there sometimes in the area and vicinity, they used to leave in the morning, they'd seen this, they'd witnessed this with their own eyes. But afala taqilun, they can you not understand that this is a token of the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. O people of Makkah, O ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you not take heed that the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies right ahead of you, in front of you, yet you do not take heed? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.